Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Mary Catherine Baxter, had an encounter with God in 1976 that when you find out about it, you'll actually be glad you didn't have it. Although, I wish more people had it. It would sure change their entire paradigm for this life, this short blink of the eye. You see, for 30 nights in a row, she visited hell. Why did Jesus want you to experience hell, Mary Catherine Baxter?
Because most people don't believe in hell. They don't believe there is a hell. And they don't believe in a lot of the Bible teachings, even in Ezekiel 33, about the sides of the pits in hell.
Well, let's take you back to that very first night.
Okay.
For your first experience in going to hell.
Yes.
Tell me about what you experienced.
Well, the very first night when the Lord took me down a gateway, he actually translated me there with him. He was in the human form, and I was in the spirit. And the very first night when he translated me down this gateway, there was, on the edges of this gateway, Sid, was demon powers beyond description. And I was protected with Jesus. And we went down into the very base of the center of the earth. And Christ said that hell has a shape like a human body laying on its back. And we would go through the left leg of hell first. And you talk about a feeling of being lost. You talk about a feeling of grief. And
so, you know what, you went there to experience it as a non-believer, even though you were a believer. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. In the beginning, okay, going down the gateway, there was a feeling came over me, Sid, that it was like my heart and my entire being was lost. I guess you could say it was an experience like an unbeliever in the beginning. And everything that was real was not there. Your dreams were gone. Your hopes were gone. Everything that you ever hoped for, a dream you knew, was gone. And it was like something just took my entire heart or so and ripped it out. And I screamed and screamed to God. And I said, "What is this? What is this?" And he allowed my normal feelings to come back. And he said, "That's how everyone feels that's been cast into hell. They're cut off from the living God." He said, "I had to let you experience that." And he said, "Ahead of you is a lot of grief and great sorrow." And that was the beginning of my journey into hell. And when I came to the base of the thing, I had my normal feelings back. It was not like the descending down the gateway. And I was glad because the feeling is no, I cannot describe it. It was the most horrible, lost, hopeless, no more hope, no more destiny feeling that you could ever, ever imagine. And it's hard to put into words.
Knowing what you know today about hell and what it is to be lost and what the eternal suffering is and the reality of it,
yes.
Is there any way you could backslide?
No, I would never backslide because after seeing what I've seen, I never, never want to miss heaven. Because after you've seen hell and you've seen the reality, okay, of the judgment of God on backsliders, and you see it on the corrupt society. After you've seen this, you don't never feel the same. You don't want to backslide. In fact, you want to draw closer to God.
So
you want to know more about Him.
Well, take me on that journey a little bit more.
Okay. And so as I'm walking through the left leg of hell with the Lord, we came to these pits. There's all kind of holes in the ground, and in every hole there's fire. And in every hole, there's a skeleton full of dead man's bones. And they have a skeleton form that can talk and can turn. And there's like a corrupt on their flesh that grows and burns and falls off back in the fires. And they're screaming, and you can't tell if it's a man or a woman until they speak. And then every 25 feet is a demonic force, like a demon that's in the shape of a snake with an Egyptian face, or wings of evil demons that would spread out, and they're full of corrupt. They're full of the odor that makes you very, very sick. You feel sick because of the smells in hell. And as you're standing there with the Lord, you look at the face of Christ, and tears are coming down his face. And he said, "Child, for all these I died, but it's too late." He said, "They have rejected me. They've rejected the gospel." And he said, "It's too late for these. I'm going to show you." He said, "This is the judgment of my Father upon sin." And this was the left leg of hell. And I stood with the Lord, and fires was on the ground. It was very low fires. It was like where hot lava had run on the earth. It was cracked, burned, dry. You could hardly breathe. The air was so hot. And there was like lights, yellow, dim yellow lights in a distance, and fire, the red from the fires. And then it was like a half a mile high above their heads was like rocks hanging down, jagged rocks. And I could see well with the Lord way back, like I could see 1 million or more souls burning in this area. And it began to break my heart. And I said, "Lord, what can I do, a housewife and a mother? Who's going to believe me, Lord, to tell them this story?" And Christ said, "Come, and I want to talk to some of them." And he said, "When I talk to them, you will remember what I say and what they say." And that's what he told me. And then we began to walk. He took my hand, and we began to walk among these pits. And they would, the corpses would reach their bony hands up and turn towards the Lord when he walked by. And they would cry, and they would tell their stories about how long they had been there. They'd talk.
Tell me one specific story that really impressed you.
Okay, it was a woman's voice. And she used to be a minister of the gospel. She really did. And she was talking to the Lord, and she said, she called him Lord. She said, "I knew you would come." Said, "I've been burning in this place for many years, and I cannot die." And she said, "If you'll only forgive me," she said, "I'll never do the sins I did before." And I had hatred in my heart, and I had murder. And the Lord put his hand out towards her and said, "Peace be still." And he turned to me, and he said, "Child, this woman's sins are many." He said, "In the beginning of her life, she was a preacher of my word." He said, "She preached my word." And he said, "Then when she was on a trip, her husband committed adultery on her. And when she came back, he told her and asked her forgiveness. And she would not forgive him. She began to hate him. She began to quit reading her Bible. She stopped preaching my word," and said that hatred entered into her heart. And the woman said, "Yes, it did." And she said, "Oh, Lord," she began to repent to Jesus. She said, "I wish I had never done that." She had taken a gun, and hatred, the devil really got into her, and she killed the other woman. And the affair was only, I think, according to what I heard, just very short. And he even repented to the whole church and to her. And she killed her, the other woman, killed her husband, then herself. And she ended up in hell. And the Lord spoke about hatred and bitterness and unforgiveness. And he told her, he said, Satan tempted her husband. And she would not forgive him, though he repented. And she said, he said to her, he said, "Oh, woman, if I had only listened to what you preached, if you'd only listened to my sweet spirit of forgiveness." And the Lord began to teach her, tell her right there in hell again what she had done. And we just walked away with her shaking and sobs, but no tears would come because she was burning in fire.
Let me ask you this question, and I'm sure people ask you this. Why would a loving God have his humanity suffer so much and never a chance of reversal once they end up in hell?
That question I have asked God, and I tell you what, all the thing I know, he's a righteous God, and heaven could never contain evil again. Satan was thrown out of heaven, and no sin can ever enter heaven again, none. And what I really believe, because Satan was thrown out when he tried to overrule God, and God is a righteous God. He's a just God, and he gives us chance after chance to repent the woman that Christ spoke to, he also said he'd given her many, many chances to come back and repent, but she would not. And that was the key, was that the gospel must be preached, and the people must have a chance to understand and repent to the Lord and turn around from their sins. And I don't have the answer that you
have. Now, when you see someone that is hardened against the gospel after you've shared, you must really feel bad for that person.
Well, normally they that we don't see too many that's hardened after I talk. The Lord has really, really blessed my testimony. I go all over the world. We just finished a TV show yesterday, and we did a hell seminar. We just finished. And said another man came, and he was in a cubic in hell. He was an atheist, and the Lord had mercy on him. And he was in a cubic thing where the devil, and I saw this too, gave him false illusions of a false paradise when he first ascended into hell. And he saw his own ancestors had died and went on before him. And they were the demons had camouflaged him, that made him look like his relatives. And he had told them, this is not real. I'm an atheist, and I've always hated God, but this is not real. And immediately they turned to demon powers. And as he told his story, and I told mine, the whole church repented. They repented every service because every hard heart was just melted. People was brought even from the streets there to eat and to get warm and to get hear the gospel. And the hardest of hardest ones would come up and get saved.
I think we're living in a time right now where God's extending his mercy on people because he knows what's about ready to happen.
Sid, that's so true. It's so true. And that's what we felt like, you know. And Sunday, we wept nearly all day from the presence of the Lord. He was like an urgency to win the lost. They were carloads and busloads of streetless people come home.
You know, we're out of time right now, but we'll pick up right here on tomorrow's broadcast. Mishpocha, I'm making available her latest book, The Power of the Blood. It's written by Mary Catherine Baxter with Dr. T.L. Lowry. And this is just not spoken of that much anymore. People don't understand the power that is in the blood. They don't understand the power of the blood for walking in divine health or living in peace or having divine protection or even bringing loved ones to God. We're asking for a donation of $18 for The Power of the Blood. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.